Hi there, welcome to day 6 of the 30-day challenge. I am Anjana and this is Adventures of Anjana. Growing up in a typical middle-class Indian household, the only choice I got for shampoo was whether I wanted to shampoo on a Sunday or a Saturday. That's how it used to roll. And we didn't even have a choice when it came to the brands. I mean, we had Sunsilk, we had the pink Sunsilk, the white Sunsilk, the yellow one. And we could probably tell our moms or dads, ki mom, can we try this time? It smells nice. But that's about it. And then slowly came in the market for other brands. But basically growing up, shampoo was one. Right? Now, the list is endless. Just the other day, I went to the nearby supermarket. I've been having some dandruff issues recently, so I thought I would pick a shampoo that will help me with it, you know. Given the fact that my hair is falling at an alarming rate, best I could do is try and fortify it with things that would keep it taped on my head. So I went to the supermarket and I was at this shampoo section. Believe me, there's an entire section for shampoos and conditioners and herbal hair washes. So I was standing there, looking at something familiar that I could pick up and just walk, because I want to be done and get out of the supermarket in 5 or 10 minutes max. And I see this endless list of options. One shampoo tells you that it will give you 6 type of protection for your hair and it will make your hair glow and shine. The other one tells you that it will fortify your hair from the roots. The third one will tell you it will do all of this and take care of dandruff. The fourth one will tell you that it will take care of your colored hair and do all of the things that the previous shampoo said. I was lost. Imagine me, a 36-year-old person, feeling lost in making shampoo choices. What happens to children when they go to the supermarket? This is precisely why I avoid taking my kids to the supermarket. Now you can tell me, oh no, that's not a good thing. They need to learn these things in the world. Yeah, yeah, we do all that, okay? I take them to the supermarket once a while, but I never do it when they are hungry, when they are bored, or when they have just come back from school. Because every time I've taken them to the supermarket during these windows, I have noticed that they tend to pick up things that they really don't need, like a mechanical pencil. My daughter has 10 mechanical pencils and she hasn't used one of them. And when I ask her, when do you plan to begin to use these? She tells me, Ma, I'm going to use it when I go to 12th standard. Dude, what are you saying? My son with his erasers, and then they buy random food. The list is endless. I think this time that we're living in, we are so spoiled for choice that it becomes impossible to make any decision. For example, what shall we have for dinner tonight? That's the biggest question in every house. The answer is different. It varies from person to person. It varies from how hungry they are, how bored they are, or what they're watching on TV, or how their day has been. These things I don't remember as a kid at all. In fact, I have never asked my grandmother, "Paati, inniki breakfast kenna?" Because I would get ready for school, come down, and whatever would be on the table would be for breakfast. And something similar would be packed for lunch. I mean, there are days when we could ask my grandmother, "Paati, can you make this for us?" and all that. But it was never a situation where you had to choose between 10 to 20 things or like 2 or 3 things at all. There was never the need for that. And I think in times like that, we used to focus very well. And this abundance of choice makes them so indecisive that it gets very painful to handle. Now, I'm not just talking about children, I'm talking about adults as well. Because a lot of time, the big question of where shall we go tonight? What movie do you want to watch? What clothes do you want to buy? Do you think this suits me? Are questions for which the answers aren't definite at all. So, why am I telling you about this? I don't know, I just wanted to tell you this because I finally picked up a shampoo and I hope it works to help my dandruff. If you have good suggestions, please drop them in comments and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.